Hello, everybody. Terrence Pop here with another episode of... And today I'm going to be going over, you know, hate mail, fan mail kind of letters I get. A couple of these are on the older side. I've been sitting on them for a while, but I thought I'd read them to you and give you my opinions. Maybe they're watching still, maybe they're not. I know one of them is.
Do you like stories about serial killers? What about psychics? How about a psychic serial killer with a conscience wiping out the filth of society?
Yeah!
If you thought Dexter was a great show that went soft in its final seasons, these are the books for you. Introducing The Jericho Files, written by an old infantry grunt who has seen evil firsthand and digested it into grade-A gore porn with five-star reviews all around. Click on the link tree in the Meat Gazer box and buy your copies today on Amazon, you filthy, dirty riggers.
Okay, first one. My son is 16 years old. Unfortunately, he's been watching your material for the past 3 years. Key the word, unfortunately. Okay, he is not interested in dating at all. When I ask him about it, he says, "What's the point?" I am appalled at what you have done to him. I have no idea how to fix the damage you have done. He plays a lot of video games, and I overheard him talking with his friends online about you. I hope you get shut down. You are a pariah to this world. Yeah! Oh, I love the big college words that are supposed to make me feel bad. They don't. Well, okay, so your kid's 16, or at least he was when I got this letter. He might be 18 now. I didn't really do anything to him other than tell him the truth. The divorce rates are basically devastating. 80% of divorces are filed by women, and it's 90% if that woman is college educated. If he does settle down and decide to get married, he can expect to lose his kids, watch them grow up and fast forward, lose all of his assets, at least half of them, and be turned into a wage slave for 18 to 21 years, depending upon the state you are living in. And it could even be longer than that, because some states, they will force the non-custodial father to pay for the college of the child as well, which is astronomically expensive. And it's nothing but an indoc program anyway. I am glad that he is talking, or he was talking about me with his friends online. I am trying to get to the young boys out there and get my material in front of them, because I am sick and tired of burying these individuals when they get into their mid-20s and beyond, because they get destroyed in divorce court, lose their kids. It is a horrific train wreck that's going on out there. Now, when you say you're trying to correct the damage I have done, again, I didn't damage him. I told him the truth indirectly through my videos. All right, now, if you think I'm a pariah for speaking the truth, well, you know, that's your opinion, man. You know, I'm quoting the big Lebowski there. But, yeah, look, chances are, now there's not a lot more detail in this particular letter, but odds are you are a single mother and you had a son, and guess what? You did not get a chance to brainwash him, because I got there first. Except I did not brainwash him. I simply told him the truth. Now, I myself am a product of a single mother. And I was told all of the indoc shit that women wanted and how to make a woman happy. Be the gentle giant.
Nagger, please.
Step up and defend women. And guess what happened? I got turnbuckled off the top rope, and it almost cost me my life. So I am honored to have turned a young man away from the death trap that is the modern relation shit. Wah. Pound sand, eat a dick. No, that's rude. Eat all the dicks. Next. All right, here we go. Now this one is, she didn't really leave her name. I'm a mother of three girls, ages 19, 22, and 25. All have a hard time keeping a good man. I understand you are trying to save the men from the horrors of divorce, but you and other red pill creators have turned men against women. Okay. I fear all of my daughters will wind up old maids, or I fear single moms. Can you make a few videos that help the young ladies out there? I do not understand what the world has become. All right, now, first of all, I'm not really going to make videos for young ladies because I am not a chick. I don't identify as a chick. I think all of that craziness going on out in the world today is absolute. Chances are your daughters are now 21, 24, 27, or 28. Maybe they found a good dude. Maybe they didn't. I don't know. And quite frankly, I really don't care. I don't. I'm glad you're acknowledging the horrors of the divorce. And because quite frankly, I mean, that's exactly what happens to dudes out there. I'm just going to play the odds here and make a guess that each one of your daughters has ridden the cock carousel, and now they are not going to be able to pair bond with a man properly, meaning those they're going to get divorced within 8 years. It's a 50% chance that they'll be divorced within 8 years, and 80% of those divorces are filed by women. The man will get screwed out of his children and might wind up homeless, suicidal, or hooked on drugs or alcohol. I'm sorry your daughters are having a hard time. The marriage rate is now down to 5.1 out of 1,000 people, which is the lowest it has ever been since we started keeping track of that statistic. And quite frankly, I want to bring that to zero. Because I'm sick and tired of burying young men who get caught in this white picket fence dream that doesn't exist anymore. And they fall into hopelessness, complacency. At the end of the day, a lot of those guys kill themselves. And I'm sick of it. So I'm sorry your daughters can't find good men, or at least keep the men that they do find. If they do, in fact, have a good man, you didn't really go into a lot of detail into their dating histories or what have you. My answer is based purely on assumption. And so what, I don't care if your feelings are hurt. Eat a dick. Wah. You might want to cut that out. This next one. All right. My name is John, and I'm 27 years old. I have been engaged twice in the past 6 years. What are you thinking?
Twice in 6 years. That means you probably started off when you were 20. That's a recipe for disaster. All right. So you are fortunate that they fell through. I was cheated on by both of them, and I did not understand what was going on until I found your channel this year. All right. Some of the subjects you cover hit so close to home, it was like you were standing over my shoulder. I hear that a lot. I really do. When I was,
on active duty and people would watch my videos, it was very common for guys to like make comments like, holy shit, was he in the room when that went down? Holy crap. Because guess what? I'm talking about subjects that happen to pretty much everyone. Everyone. Okay? If you have a wet noodle hanging between your legs, a lot of the subjects that I talk about apply to you. All right? So I'm glad you paid attention. Okay, I also had to deal with a slingback from my first fiancé. Let's be honest, if you move some of the vowels around in consonants, fiancé can come across as finance CIA, meaning they are secret squirrel bitches who want you for your money and resources, and they're willing to play the spy, wife-stitute, whatever they have to do to get it. You dodged a bullet. Winning. Ow! Okay. Luckily I saw that episode. I might have been fooled by my dick thinking, which I admit is a problem. There you go. All right. You admit it's a problem. Because quite frankly, the young men out there with their dick thinking, holy crap. They literally turn their penis into a torpedo. And it comes around, you know, 360, full circle, hits them below the waterline, and sinks their lives. I showed your videos to my granddad, who was a Vietnam vet, and he loves your Army stories. Well, I'm glad he likes that. He also said he wished he had access to your wisdom, which is my wisdom, when he was young. He said it would have saved him a lot of money and saved him from 2 divorces. Thank you for what you do. And my grandfather says, drive on to your Ranger objective. He says you'll know what that means. Yeah, it's actually a fairly common thing you say to Rangers, drive on to your Ranger objective. It's in the Ranger Creed. Quite frankly, it never goes away. It is what it is. Now, all right, your grandfather, Vietnam vet, divorced twice, probably got, hosed out a couple times, and I'm sure they used the words, oh, he came back from Vietnam different, or he's crazy from Vietnam. Anything they can use to justify taking half your shit, raking you through the coals, and ruining your life. I'm glad your grandfather is made it to the age of being a grandfather. I figure, you know, you're 27. He's probably somewhere in the high 50s. No, if he's a Vietnam veteran, he's got to be in the, you know, 60s, you know, early 60s to late 70s, depending upon what era he served in the Vietnam conflict. I'm glad you liked the show. I am glad it helped you out. And please pay it forward and spread the word, because there's many more lost souls out there who are literally, you know, walking themselves into the abyss, following the compass needle of their penis. Take it easy, gentlemen. Send your letters to redonkulous12@gmail.com, and sooner or later, I'll get to them. You take it easy.